Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry is a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300.
It's a symbolic thing. It makes me proud of my country. I'm proud of our military and proud of our presidents, Bush and Obama.
You kill innocent American people, you're going to pay the price sooner or later. That's the message that people should take.
USA! 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 USA!
Everyone remembers where they were when 9/11 happened, and it's the end of a certain era, for sure.
It's time to celebrate. It's the epitome of gratification.
Sounds of celebration outside the White House after the announcement by President Barack Obama of the death of Osama bin Laden, and the celebrations, at least from the news I've been watching, have been firing up just about every night, maybe dying off a little bit. How should Christians respond to the death of Osama bin Laden? I know the initial reaction probably fell along the lines of those celebrations, maybe on a smaller scale. You didn't actually go out to the street in front of the White House, but how should Christians, thinking about it now that we've had a couple days to think about it, and as the news continues to come out about the death of Osama bin Laden, how should Christians react? It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. I want your answer to that question. How should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden? You can give us a call live this Wednesday afternoon, May the 4th, 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get to chime in first, 1-877-623-6943. How should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden? You can also send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those emails right here in the studio in real time. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can visit our Facebook fan page and leave your answer to the question, how should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden, right there, facebook.com/issuesetc. We've left some space there for you. facebook.com/issuesetc. I want your answer to the question, live this Wednesday afternoon, the 4th of May, how should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden? Should our reaction be any different than the general population, which has been, well, exuberance, national pride, chanting USA, 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 talking about the death of a mass murderer? All these things are certainly true. Should Christians' response be any different? If so, how so? And if so, why? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or leave your answer to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, from St. Louis, Jerry's on the line. Jerry, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hello. How are you today?
Very well.
Well, I can't speak for all Christians. I can only speak for me. What I did was I prayed for Osama bin Laden's family. I prayed for them to open their heart to the one true God, have him come into their hearts, and have them accept him and Jesus, and have them be beacons bringing other people to God. That is what I prayed for. That was my reaction to the death of Osama bin Laden.
Jerry, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. So prayer for the family, the survivors of Osama bin Laden. That's how Jerry thinks Christians should respond. Of course, he says he can't speak for others, but that's how he responded to the news of Osama bin Laden's death. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. send us a tweet at IssuesETC or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Mina is calling from her car. Mina, welcome.
Hey, when I first heard the news, I was really saddened by it, and only because that you have to look past the, everything that he did, but I just feel like as a Christian, like, I don't think that you should, like, rejoice in anyone's death, no matter what they did, and I'm just a little disturbed by all of the everybody chanting and just being happy that he's dead. I mean, it's just a little disturbing to me. And I can't agree with it, you know. I haven't gotten any type of enjoyment out of, like, him dying, regardless of what he did, you know.
Mina, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. What about the rest of you? Both, so far, well, prayer for his family and no real joy out of the death of Osama bin Laden. How should Christians react to Osama bin Laden's death? 1-877-623-6943. Time for another phone call here before we take a break on this Wednesday afternoon. Bill is calling from his car. Hi, Bill.
How are you doing?
Very well.
Well, I guess the short answer would be what God says. He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I can't measure up to that standard, though. I've been reading the comments on Yahoo about how people feel about it, and I, sad to say, I agree with them. So I just have to rely on Christ's forgiveness to cover that.
So what you're saying there, Bill, is that you've had the same kind of exuberance, the same kind of celebratory feeling, the same kind of rejoicing, but you have a sense of guilt about that.
I haven't jumped up and down or carried signs or anything like that, but I have to say that I was pleased by seeing the reaction. I mean, all right, I'll say it. The guy needed to be dead. That's it. Lord, forgive me.
Bill, thank you very much for your call. What about the rest of you? So, now, I'll be honest with you. My initial reaction, we were watching something that we had TiVo'd, and so we weren't watching any live television. Well, I don't know why I did. I just decided to turn off what we were TiVoing. Maybe we were taking a break to put our son to bed or something like that, make sure he was in bed. And there was Fox News, there was Geraldo Rivera. The news had not yet broken officially, but they were pretty sure that it had happened. And there was some excitement. I think I immediately texted my daughter, who is married to a U.S. Marine out there in North Carolina, and said, they killed Osama bin Laden. I don't know if I was happy, as I would be happy at, say, a birthday party. I don't know if I was even relieved. I was kind of excited, maybe more excited by the news. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. It's open lines, issues, etc. I want to hear from you. So far, some nice and refreshing honesty from our listeners here about how Christians have and how Christians should react to the death of Osama bin Laden. 1-877-623-6943. I want your answer to the question, honest answer to the question, how do you think Christians should respond to Osama bin Laden's death? 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Visit our Facebook fan page. Leave your answer to the question there. Facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Issues Etc. regular guests Pastor Matt Harrison, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be speaking at the Premier Worship Conference of 2011. Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. It's July 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University, Nebraska. For more information on the worship conference, Sing His Praise, His Love Declare, visit Seward2011.org or call 402-643-2983.
Treadmill for the Mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The fruit of the 2010 elections.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Some pro-abortion leaders are alarmed by the onslaught of pro-life bills in state houses around America. The 2010 midterm elections filled state legislatures with pro-life representatives who were swept into office by Americans opposed to President Obama's health care bill. For instance, in North Carolina, pro-lifers control the legislature for the first time since Roe v. Wade and are poised to pass several pro-life bills, including a fetal homicide bill. South Dakota has also seen a crop of pro-life legislation, including a 72-hour waiting period for abortions, the longest such waiting period of any state in the country.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Well, we're getting your answer to the question, how should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden? We've had a couple days to think it over, and if you've thought it over, I want your answer to that question. How should Christians respond to the death of Osama bin Laden? It's Wednesday afternoon, May the 4th. We're coming to you live. It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. Visit our Facebook fan page. Leave your answer there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send your answer as a tweet to us, at issuesetc, as an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. From New Jersey, here's Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hello. I think it is right for Christians to rejoice at what happened to Osama bin Laden, mostly because, you know, this is the culmination of 10 years of effort by our intelligence services, by our military. Frankly, I didn't think the current president could make a tough, courageous decision like this, and he did, so I need to give credit where it's due there. And every step of the way, it seems that they took pains to not kill or hurt any more people than they absolutely had to. And so, you know, I think our joy should be tempered by the memory of all the people that Osama bin Laden hurt and killed, both in America and around the world, and the great sacrifices that it took to catch him. So, you know, I don't think wild celebration is appropriate, but I think Christian joy is an appropriate reaction to this news.
All right, Matt, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in New Jersey. Anne is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Todd. For a couple days, I have been trying to find the verse that an earlier gentleman said, do I take pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord? Rather am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live. That's Ezekiel 18:23. I put it into my search engine and found it immediately. I think, too, I felt relief maybe that he was not with us anymore. But, it makes me think of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and it also makes me think those soldiers that killed him also have to ask for repentance. They have to ask for forgiveness for what they've done. And just a few of my thoughts.
Anne, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Also in St. Louis, here's Steve. Steve, thanks for being patient.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Pastor. First of all, I was touched by the lady four or five callers ago that said that she didn't rejoice and that she was saddened by anybody's death. And as she said that, I'm like thinking, oh, come on, lady. And then I just had to look. I wouldn't see Jesus jumping up and down over his death. But I got to tell you, I'm a Christian first, but I'm also an American. And as an American, I have to rejoice over what we were able to do, a criminal we were able to bring to justice. Not unlike Hitler, bringing down you know, an evil person that harms the innocents. I did feel joy and elation and excitement over that, but I'm also humbled by what this lady said, and I'm going to have to repent in my heart over my attitude. But I guess sometimes being a Christian and being a patriot aren't always mutually exclusive. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I think what I hear you saying is they're not always mutually exclusive, but they also always don't overlap perfectly either, do they?
Yes, that's exactly what my point.
All right, Steve, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Well, let's see. Alicia says, we should thank those who worked to make it happen. Remember that Bin Laden's hope for salvation is now gone, and pray that the gospel continues to go out and bring people to salvation in Jesus Christ crucified. Yes, it is too late for Osama bin Laden. Scott in Fort Wayne, Indiana says, Jesus told us to pray for those who persecute us. It is difficult when they have cast judgment on you and determined that you should receive death. However, God does use his people to dispense justice. That reflects something that Trey had to say. He listens in Wisconsin. He says, we should rejoice that God's instrument in civil matters, the kingdom on the left, acted correctly, that is, to punish the evildoer with the sword. And Scott chimes in saying, I'm honestly amazed by the confusion surrounding this issue, that we're even questioning our reaction. The only thing I find inappropriate is when his or anyone's death is made a mockery by childish people, but that the Christian community is at odds on this matter, second-guessing whether we should be glad an evil man has been stopped, or whether by death or by capture, even with all its positive implications, is beyond me. Are we so indifferent toward or undiscerning about justice? Do Christians not understand the principles of justice as outlined in Romans 13 and 1 Peter 2? Does not the proverb say, when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, when the wicked perish, there are shouts of gladness? That's Proverbs 11:10. And is not the glory of God revealed through the righteousness that occurs in the world? Well, that last question there, Scott, I don't know if the glory of God is revealed through the dispensing of civil justice. God certainly wills that civil justice be carried out by his appointed authorities, the civil authorities. I don't know if that reveals the righteousness of God. Paul's pretty clear in Romans that the righteousness of God is revealed only in Jesus Christ. Let's see what Joe in St. Louis has to say. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Todd. I don't know if anyone's already hit it this way, but it seems like a kingdom of the left hand versus kingdom of the right. And the right hand, I'm no better than Osama bin Laden or anybody else for that matter, and I would deserve what he got. And it's a question of whether God shows mercy or not. In the kingdom of the left, I'm going to have to ask, was it a just use of the sword? And that's something we can ponder and talk about, but it doesn't necessarily require a reaction, an emotional reaction or anything like that. And honestly, I don't have any reaction that way to this.
So you're seeing it according to that distinction, that if this is before God, you deserve exactly what Osama bin Laden got because your crimes are as great. I agree with you 100%.
There. Correct.
But before men and how God executes justice before men, the real question is, was this a proper use of God's the God-given sword to civil authorities?
Correct.
Joe, thank you very much. Smartest listeners in radio. Let's see what Elaine in Illinois has to say. Hi, Elaine. Thanks for waiting.
Hello. I was thinking yesterday as I was praying the Lord's Prayer that when I said, deliver us from evil, and I realized that Christians all over the world pray that every day, that maybe this was an answer to God, to the prayer, that we were delivered from some evil that day that Osama bin Laden was killed. So I guess then my reaction was, well, thank you, Lord. So I don't know if, you know, of course, I'm not happy either in the death of the wicked, but because God wants all to be saved. But, you know, maybe this was some deliverance for us.
Elaine, thank you very much. Now, I think you're right to point out that when we pray, as Christians ought to pray the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil, Luther sums up that petition, that it's not just delivering us from the evil one, per se, the devil, but from everything that would keep God's kingdom from coming, from his will being done, from his name being hallowed, and all of the evil that Satan and his various servants would deliver upon us in a civil or a bodily sense, too. So I think it is safe to say that when justice is rightly done and wicked men prevented from carrying out their wicked deeds, that God is answering the prayer, deliver us from evil. Danny in Missouri says, I'm glad that God has given the country men who will protect us from these people. I pray that Christ would have mercy on his soul and give thanks to God for another night that I slept in peace. Due to the men that he has called to protect us. And that's, I like that sentiment, that that's what I thought about, to tell you the truth, initially was, wow, think about the heavy burden that the men who were called upon by their country to carry out this deed, the danger that they were willing to put themselves into, and then the deed that they had to carry out and administer, the difficulty of all of it, not only the tactical difficulty, but the moral difficulty. Anyone who's pulled a trigger in the name of his country can tell you that it's not something that's done without in moral neutrality. You have to give thanks to men who are willing to offer their service in that way. Jenna in Minnesota says, I agree with many of the callers who have said that rejoicing is perhaps not an accurate assessment of the feelings. I think the same way that if a gunman were pointing a gun at your family and someone took him out, you would feel relief that a threat was eliminated. This man was given 10 plus years of grace after his many crimes against so many innocents. And as an American, I think that there is relief that justice was served. I disagree with your caller who said that soldiers need to seek repentance as though this were murder. They were acting within the boundaries of their vocations. Now, I'll agree with you there, Jenna. They were acting within the boundaries of their vocations, but you talk to a soldier who's had to take a life. And realistically speaking, even acting within the bounds of their vocation, they still seek repentance. They do. Because it's never an easy thing to do, even when they are duly authorized by their country and by God's authority standing behind the civil authorities to do that very thing. I think they still seek repentance. You know, nothing you do, not even when you're authorized to do it, can be said to be without sin. Steve in Oregon says, thanks to Issues Etc. for this conversation. I've been very conflicted about this, watching the celebration over the death of someone that Christ died for. I'm real curious to hear from the smartest listeners in radio. Well, that's exactly what we're giving you an opportunity to do, not only to hear from the smartest listeners in radio, but to be one of them yourself. 1-877-623-MYIE. How should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden? Stay tuned.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Now, only our listeners can cancel us. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Imagine SteadfastLutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm, so check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
Hey, we need justice. Some of the youths locked in prison, yes, and some on scholar bar. Hey, we need justice.
10 minutes left for your answer to the question, how should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden? Our call-in number live this Wednesday afternoon, the 4th of May, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our listeners have had a lot to say, and I'm sure that there's more to be said. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or feel free to leave your answer to the question, how should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We have a great new Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May. It's on the book of Genesis. It is a ever-shrinking minority opinion, even among Christians who claim to take Holy Scripture seriously, that God really created the world the way he says he created the world in the first couple chapters of Genesis. That's why our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, In the Beginning God, Creation from God's Perspective, begins with how God says he did it, and then that answers our questions as to how God actually did create the world. Find out more about In the Beginning God, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May at our website, issuesetc.org, or give Concordia Publishing House a call and order a copy for yourself. In the Beginning God, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May. Linda in Colorado writes this, 2 Corinthians 11:15, it is not surprising then if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness, their end will be what their actions deserve. Revelation 20:10, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, I'm not exactly sure how Linda wants those two passages to go together. There certainly is a theme running through our listeners' response as to God's execution of justice here in the world. Of course, from our perspective, the execution of justice is never perfect. Even when someone who is rightfully found guilty of international crimes against humanity, is that the best way to talk about Osama bin Laden's rampage over the last 20 to 30 years? Yeah, I think so. Crimes against humanity, even when he meets with a just end at the hands of U.S. special forces, the justice there, in a human sense, is never perfect. But of course, God doesn't promise perfect justice through his appointed authorities here in the world. The perfect justice we seek is not found in the left-hand kingdom ever. Andrew in Wisconsin says, like Hitler and Stalin, Osama had fallen for one of the devil's lies to make him think that God had told him to do the things that he called others to do and fill it with promises. It's true. I mean, one of the greatest tragedies of Osama bin Laden's death is here is a man who had for, well, the better part of his adult life from the time in his early 20s, been a firm believer in a lie. And that lie led him consistently to do what he did and what he asked so many others to do. It just goes to show that false teaching hurts people. It really, really does. False teaching, idolatry, false gods, this isn't a neutral thing. People actually die because of it when it's consistently carried out. Jeffrey says, in the same way, when I think of a soldier fulfilling his office by punishing the wicked, killing the wicked, and creating so much misery, it seems an unchristian work completely contrary to Christian love. But when I think of it, how it protects the good and keeps and preserves wife and children and house and farm and property and honor and peace, then I see how precious and godly a work this is, and I observe that it amputates a leg or a hand so that the whole body may not perish For if the sword were not on guard to preserve peace, everything in the world would be ruined because of the lack of peace. Therefore, such a war is only because of a lack of peace. Therefore, such a war is very brief lack of peace that prevents an everlasting and immeasurable lack of peace, a small misfortune that prevents a great misfortune. Wow, that sounds like Luther could have written that, to tell you the truth. Jeffrey, thank you very much. Laura in Illinois says, I'm not sure what to write. Now, in the St. Louis area, we have another situation with the Coleman trial that takes place in my own hometown. Father killed or is accused of killing his wife and his two sons in Columbia, Illinois. It's brought up a lot of hateful remarks regarding his perceived guilt. Laura, I've spoken a few of those hateful remarks myself while watching the evening news. We can no longer pray for Osama to come to Christ, but we can pray for Mr. Coleman. The jury will likely get the case this afternoon. Quite true, Laura, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Ron in Marysville, Washington says, how does a Christian respond to the death of Osama bin Laden? With dignity and solemn prayer, be glad that he is no longer causing havoc, but knowing that somebody else will continue in his footsteps. Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. Still time for your answer to the question, how should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden on this Wednesday afternoon, May the 4th, 1-877-623-6943. Anyone out there saying, no, I think it is time to wave the flag, to join the revelers outside the White House, the chants of USA, and just to cut loose a little bit and rejoice in the death of a manifestly evil man. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Still time to leave a question or a comment. Your answer to the question, how should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden? At our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Susan listens in Jackson, Mississippi. She writes, this is the best response I've seen today. Reverend Paul McCain, quote, do we rejoice in the death of a wicked man who, from every human perspective, is facing now nothing but eternal torment and punishment in hell? No, of course not. We do, however, rejoice that justice was carried out and a man who wished to kill us is now dead. Yes, of course we do. This no and yes response is incapable of being understood without the doctrine of vocation. Someone's already brought that up. And the two kingdoms clearly in view, end quote. That's from a regular guest here on the program, Pastor Paul McCain. Well, I think we can add something to that as well, as true as it is. First of all, let's understand what kind of justice was done here. The justice that God seeks in all of the world through every one of his appointed governments, not just USA, 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 but through every one of his appointed governments, he seeks justice. Now, some of these governments actually more or less carry out that justice. You know, the United States is not known for being the great enactor of justice of late, especially since 1973, where it legally permits the death of the unborn in the hundreds of millions. Where's the justice there? But we're pretty good at carrying out the justice against the big ticket criminals, aren't we? We're pretty good at doing that, even if it takes us 10 years to do it. That justice, as I said before, is never perfect. God does seek justice for all mankind through his appointed authorities. But it is quite clear, and David in Appleton, Wisconsin, again brings up Ezekiel 33:11. God says, I have no pleasure. No rah-rah, no jumping up and down, no chance of USA, no happiness, no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. And Osama bin Laden, as far as we know, did not turn from his way, and that is repent of his sins and receive the forgiveness, the true justice that God wishes for all mankind that is found only in Jesus Christ, where crimes are paid for in full, where perfect justice is found, not when Osama bin Laden gets shot in the head by Team Six, but when Jesus Christ is nailed to a cross 2,000 years ago. You want to see Osama bin Laden's crimes punished perfectly. You can't shoot Osama bin Laden enough times to make up for his crimes, can you? I mean, if we really wanted it to be equal justice, we'd have to shoot him and then revive him and shoot him and then revive, and we'd have to keep going for a long, long time. It would get really bad. You want to see Osama bin Laden's crimes punished perfectly by God himself, not even using civil authorities to do it except to make sure that he stays on the cross. It's there at the cross where God, where Osama bin Laden's crimes were perfectly punished once and for all. Jesus took the full punishment, the full justice of God himself for Osama bin Laden's crimes, for all his minions, and then for his enemies too. For the people that Osama bin Laden wanted to kill, like you and me. My crimes, your crimes, perfectly punished there at the cross. So, regardless of what your reaction is, whether you were happy, relieved, whatever it is never without sin. The fact that Osama bin Laden was a very, very, very bad man doesn't make your happiness at his death a good thing. He can't be evil enough to make up, to somehow exonerate you or me from our sin. All of our reactions, even when they were sorrow over his loss to eternal torment, all of our reactions are tainted by sin. What's the best reaction to the death of Osama bin Laden that a Christian can have? The best reaction is to repent himself, to give thanks to God that my crimes and the crimes of the whole world have been perfectly punished in Jesus Christ, that those sins have all been done away with by his shed blood at the cross. There is no more crime in God's eyes because Christ has paid the penalty for all of it. And we live every day, whether we see justice done in this world or not, repenting of our crimes, our sins, and seeking God's perfect forgiveness in the perfect justice that he worked for us in Jesus Christ. That's the best reaction. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.